Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken to timeless truths. It's time to awaken to consciousness, and it's time for inspiration. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving soul. If you love entrepreneurship, freedom, empowerment, exceptionalism, truth, not fake news, truth. Well, it's time for you to be here on Awaken to Empowerment. This is our special New Year's edition. And are you going to finally start your business this year? Are you going to create your ideal life? Do you have that ideal relationship? Are you seeking that ideal relationship? Have you nailed that one? Or how about health, weight loss, and fitness goals? Well, it's all here. We can help you create a life of passion and purpose. And I got a very special thing going on today. We've got our special guest, one of our original founders of A2E Radio, and it's Nancy G. And Nancy G, how you doing? You're live on Awaken to Empowerment Radio, this special 2018 New Year's edition. Nancy, are you there?
I am here, out in the Everglades.
Fabuloso. So I bet you the Everglades are above negative 7 degrees today.
Yeah, I mean, even though by our standards it's cool, but it's
everybody
probably still
like in the
70-something. It's still 70-something degrees.
Ah. Okay, well, we're probably about 100 degrees difference right now. But,
right.
It's good. Oh, good. Thank God for heat and sunshine and fireplaces.
Yeah.
So it's 2018.
Yeah.
And it's that time of year where we take a pause and we look back and say, what did I do last year? So question, how did your 2017 go? And did you go ahead and get some of those big rocks out of the way? And are you looking forward and inspired by 2018, Nan?
I'm very inspired at the beginning of a new year, especially when you read your, you know, Facebook reminders of where you were at a while ago. I think mine popped up today. It was from 3 years ago, which when I talk about it in the scheme of time, it doesn't seem that long ago. But what seems makes it seem long ago is from where I was then and where I was sending that message from to where I am now and all the, you know, ebbs and flows and changes that are documented somewhere. This will be, maybe this will be the year to kind of put that in some more concrete format so that I can share it easier.
But what I'm hearing was a huge ball. I may not be where I totally need to be. Ain't where I used to be, and I am making progress. And a lot of times we celebrate those little wins of progress. So this is an awesome time for all of us to reflect on where we were, where we went, how far we've come. Still gives us the drive, purpose to keep going and pressing forward. So let me ask you something. Has it gotten easier?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah?
I don't have the day-to-day.
Or wait a minute. Or do you think you've just gotten stronger and wiser?
Well, I think all the above. I think your trials and tribulations that you go through make you stronger. You know, if it doesn't kill you, then it makes you stronger kind of concept. So you do adapt and get some more skills and coping mechanisms and learning why these things are going on, recognizing patterns, whether you like them and want to continue them or whether you say, boy, that really didn't serve me very well. Let me check out this pattern and see what I can do to not repeat that pattern.
Right.
And just,
well,
you know,
and
having
clarity. I think clarity is really important. And what you're saying is so true, but it's the clarity of recognizing patterns. But I want to talk a little bit today about challenges and suffering. And, I mean, there is a certain amount of mental anguish we all go through when we're transitioning and transforming our lives, because the price of change and to actually do that, it's a lot easier just to stay the same. But I think I'd like today to focus on the suffering and the transition and information, and also the clarity that you need to get. Like what you just said is so important, because that dictates clarity, is that you have to have that awareness, awakening of where you're at and the steps that you made that didn't serve you so well, correct? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Exactly, right. The ones that didn't serve you well, and drawing on skills that you have from times, you know, that you did do things right, and just doing an assessment of, you know, what is working for you, what isn't. I think it's also a time that I start seeking more knowledge and more information on doing things different and changing things up. I'd say, more, you know, I always focus on a business capacity at this time of year because it kind of sets the precedence, you know, for the whole year. So I've been kind of seeking out some new ways to do marketing of businesses and, you know, how to get a wider audience now that, you know, the world is a small place, really, with internet.
Uh-huh.
It's how do you, you know, capture the attention of people that scroll and scroll and scroll through things for hours and hours and hours a day, but how are you the one thing that that someone will stop on and go, oh, wow, I'd like to know more about that, or that's really interesting.
Let's focus on the journey today. Let's focus on the journey, because I'm sure everybody, right, in next venture as far as internet, we're going to do some probably offer opportunities to go ahead. There's a little wind in the back. Are you outside?
Yeah. I am. It's not too warm. I can go inside. This wind just picked up and was also making the internet kind of go off and on.
So
I'm going to go inside and get rid of the air conditioner.
Let's talk a little bit about suffering, because I know some of the stuff you've gone through in your journey has been hard. Have you ever, and if whatever you want to share, you feel free to expound and expose, but Have you ever thought of, I don't know how much you want to share. So, I mean, you've been kind of like homeless. You've been involved in some kind of, you know, different relationships that you've not been treated so well in. And, you know, and what do you want to share with our listeners that you feel comfortable with, but that they can empower themselves with? And then I would like to ask you some questions about tenacity and clarity and things like that.
Okay. If we're going, you know, back what led me to want to make a leap of faith and come to Florida in the first place, yeah, it was definitely going from, you know, some really abusive type of situations. What you take away from that and when you free yourself of that is then, you know, you have really learned some skills. But when you're going through it, I think the biggest help is knowing that it doesn't, you have choices and you don't, it doesn't have to last forever in the state of mind that you're in. And, you know, the this too will pass kind of attitude. But the biggest thing is having support of where you want to go, support of what you're going through at the time, whether that's, you know, friends and family or counselors or whatever, you know, whatever it takes to help you develop the skills
right.
that will then, you know, further you better in the future. Then when you're in, being able to recognize those situations and maybe not, you know, maybe take a different path. Say, oh, that's similar to what I already have been involved with. So it's like our one of our famous phrases, if we do the same thing, you're going to get the same result. You know?
Right. Now, what was your, when you were going through this abuse, you obviously gravitated to some of these situations before you had the awakening that they were abusive. And sometimes you get little clues. But when you were going through these situations, how much did the suffer? Did you recognize that you were suffering? I mean, how much suffering did you have to go through before you had the clarity of that you needed to just make the change? You needed to transform the situation.
Yeah, I think you have to go through enough that, you know, you realize. I mean, I can describe my point of realization that enough was enough. When you're going to do harm to yourself or another person, I mean, like physical harm, then you have to realize, you have to say to yourself, well, first of all, I don't want all the legal trouble involved in that, because being in jail is not a better option than what you're going through. And knowing that you have other choices, then it's just, I think it has to come to that point for anyone, that your current situation has to be so uncomfortable that the fear of stepping into the unknown or the next situation is the better option. And
so freedom comes on the other side of suffering. If you are aware of what the suffering is and take the courage, and you have the clarity and the courage to free yourself from the potential situation that is causing you to suffer.
Right. Because you are stepping into the unknown. So it, for some people, it can be paralyzing to do that. You know, I mean, I've always been kind of a risk taker, you know, person anyway, but still, I mean, you're going into unknown and maybe you don't have the financial resources in place. Maybe you don't have, you know, don't know where you're going to really stay or, you know, job or any of those things in place. But you just know that you can't concentrate on any of those things when you're being consumed by the torment that you're having on a daily basis. You know, it takes a toll on you. So
what helped you? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is you were going through a really tough time, and you had support of others around you, friends, and just, you know, and the right kind of coaching, I guess, friends and coaching, and some monetary support from outside sources. But inside yourself, you still, at the end of the day, have yourself. Do you believe that, did you go through the whole process of thoughts are things? How did you maintain your attitude through this? Were you looking at yourself as a victim, like, God, I hate going through this, this is so hard, you know, or did you just say to yourself, I could stand this, I can do this, my mind is stronger than this problem, and allow the law of attraction to help you move yourself forward?
Yeah, I just knew that where I was going to be better, and I just, yeah, I started to relax more rather than resist, and then...
Okay, I love that,
And then
the whole resist thing, because, you know, what you resist persists, you know?
Right, so instead of, instead of everything being, oh, woe is me, feel sorry for me because I'm going through this, it's like, no, it's an experience, you're going through it, and there is some other purpose to it, you know,
right.
Although... You know, it's hard to see, but that's where the other people in your life, you know, can help support you through that. And I just started focusing on what I wanted rather than what I didn't want.
Right. Now, I do know, too, Nancy, when you did break free and you left Illinois and you got yourself into another situation... that got you to the goal of getting to Florida, but then that situation, you were dealing with some folks that had their own things that they were dealing with. So it got crazy. You were in a place where no friends, no family, really, and you
right.
had to totally transform your life. I'm sure there was a lot of suffering there and potential fear, and it took a lot of courage for you to be alone and do the right thing. And then you did, you know, you met some people that were kind of squirrely too, but you didn't know that at the time. You want to talk a
right.
little bit about some of that craziness and how you overcame
yeah.
that? And got-
well, at least the experience that I have had from recognizing a non-productive living situation from before made me recognize this one right away. So at least I said, hey, I've been through this before, and, you know, I know that I don't have to stay. And
uh-huh.
I, you know, already kind of put things in place, like the what if, you know, I find myself with nowhere to live. And I think you and I play the game of what's the worst case scenario. So
uh-huh.
when you've already kind of talked that out and know what the worst case scenario, like what's the worst case scenario? Well, I have a really good vehicle that, you know, it can double as a camper, and can I survive and live in it in Florida? Yeah, you can pretty easily. There's safe places to go and park. And now I was lucky, and because I was willing to do that, I think I had a new friend that came and gave me a better alternative, you know, because I was willing to do whatever it meant to preserve my peace of mind, because I knew that
uh-huh.
that environment I was in was so toxic and you can't change other people. So all you can do is change yourself, your attitude, or remove yourself from a situation
right.
like that. So the skills that I got from, you know, leaving and then moving, and then there was another kind of weird relationship in between there that was, but sort of kind of similar to some of the dynamics I dealt with before. And then when that ended, you know, I had all those skills to draw on, saying, hey, you did this before under, you know, just as dire circumstances. And you know, you have skills. You know, I knew I had marketable skills. I could go out and work. I had a vehicle to stay in or use at least to get to and from work. I had a place to keep my stuff, you know, which we know was very little stuff. I divorced
right.
all the stuff in my life except what was, you know, necessary. And so I had somewhere for my stuff. And, you know, the biggest thing then was having a pet. And that's hard, too, when there's you know, I could sort of relate, you know, like if you have pets or children would even be so much harder because a pet you could just leave put. And that's what I did. I left my pet put knowing the pet was in a safe environment. But I needed to get myself somewhere safe before I could, you know, reclaim my pet. Now with, I think I had it pretty easy in some respects because I would say most women that are trying to leave those kind of circumstances have so much more responsibility. You know, if you have kids involved too, I mean, now you've got to take into account them and their school and what are you going to do with school and, you know, and then you might have in-laws or something that, you know, want to throw a monkey wrench in there too. And, you know, there's so much, many more moving parts than just myself. So
right.
I consider, you
right.
know, consider my situation lucky in that respect. So, but yeah, I mean, you get smarter and you start recognizing these non-productive situations and then, you know, you got yourself out of it before and you'll just keep moving forward, you know, out of it. And once you're out of it, then the other opportunities just unfold. I mean, I think the day I chose to leave this other situation in Florida, when I left that day, I, you know, had plans with this friend of mine who I had no idea was going to say, hey, come stay with me. You're more than welcome. And then once I accepted that, I mean, I think that day or the next day or something, I got work instantly. I mean, it was like something instantly opened up.
Yes, I guess I'd like to get to the point of where you had clarity enough to realize you had to do whatever it took to survive. And you were pretty much on a survival mode at that point. I mean, you know, one situation and then you got out, something else that was supposed to be a better situation. And, it, you know, clearly some of the players in that situation had their own issues and own agendas going on, which, you know, whatever. But you knew that you had to get out and you just had doors opened for you, which is really, mm-hmm. really great. I mean, you had a lot of doors open for you. So through all of that crisis and turmoil, you just went ahead and you just kept your perspective on what you needed to do to move yourself forward.
Right. I just woke up every day and said, what do I need to do today? You know, my goals are simple. Earn enough money.
Live in the now.
Right. Right. I just need to earn enough today to feed myself, you know, to put gas in my car or whatever. And, you know, and then take some action towards future stuff. I mean, it doesn't mean I didn't keep looking for more work or look for other opportunities or, you know, I mean, I kept open to that. But for that moment in that day, I mean, that's how I woke up. Like, hey, it's not so horrible. All I have to do today is this. And I think people get too wrapped up in the, Well, that's okay for now, but what do I do in a week from now when I have to put my kids in school? Or what if I have to get my kids new shoes? Or what if themselves into being paralyzed and doing nothing.
Right, right. Well, we are. It's a human thing. We do. We kind of look at, and that's kind of like, that stymies us. So that doesn't really serve us as far as moving forward. So, this is a great conversation, and it's always good for the new year to think differently in these terms of where, you know what, if it's meant to be, you got to say it's up to me. It's up to yourself. You could do whatever you want. Thoughts are things. You could be, do, have whatever your heart desires. And we do become what we think about most of the time. If you would have spent your time just machinating and just going through and going, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do, this is horrible, my life sucks, you never did that. You never sat there and spent too much time, you know, being concerned about the situation you were in. You were looking forward and thinking forward of where you wanted to go.
Right. I looked at it as, what can I do about it? I'm in this situation, so that's not going to change. I am here and this is the situation.
Right.
But what I choose to do about it, what action I choose to take is completely, you know, up to me of what direction
right.
I want to go.
Now, I guess let's talk a little bit. Now it's the new year, and I know that I've got some plans for 2018. I did achieve some of the bigger goals this year, Still moving forward. I've got a, you know, got a new place to live, and moving is quite a, you know, woo! Moving is quite fun. And
it presents its own challenges. Yes, it does.
Right. Especially when it's like, I got a ton of stuff. That's my blessing and my curse, is that I have tonnage.
Right.
So I've been, you know, going ahead, and I know that we're looking forward to doing something with some of the tonnage. As far as like online and keep moving that one forward. But have you made any big goals for this year?
I say more like short-term goals for the next couple months. I mean, besides obviously looking for some replacement of income that ended in December. So, you know, I'm always being open to many possibilities for that. But really it's because I've devoted myself to this work camping position for the last 4 months, which has left me feeling kind of cooped up, so to speak, or cabin feverish kind of attitude. So my thing,
you're out in the open and you feel cooped up, but that's, so I guess.
Yeah,
I guess people,
I'm out in the middle of nowhere and I feel cooped up, right? But I feel cooped up because it's difficult to just get up and go out to a movie. It's difficult to get up and just, you know, go out, do some, you know, retail therapy or whatever. I mean, I'm far away from everything, so, you know.
Right.
You know, it just made it more challenging to do that. And I was doing a lot of work because there was a lot of work available. So, of course, between that and the work that was kind of far away and so forth, it just so now I'm looking forward to some fun things. I mean, there's some work aspect of it involved, but there's also like maybe a 50% work thing and a 50% having some fun as well. But, yeah, just kind of getting out and about a little bit and doing that, and then getting back to, you know, quote unquote normal life, you know, regular city based life, shall we call it?
Right. So, well, I know that our listeners probably want to, you know, really have some great tips to help them create their ideal lives and change everything in their lives. So, let's talk more broad and not just personal about ourselves. What do big goals look like, do you think? What do big goals look like for a new year, and how do you know when you've achieved those goals? On a broad brush, I mean, how does one know they achieved their goals, and what do big goals look like? Or do you think it's different for everybody in their situation? Let's talk a little bit about goal setting.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you need to dream big and have those big long-term goals. And then I think then you need to break it down into the steps, like what's it going to take to get to that point. And so I think making those, you know, levels of goals, like, well, weekly, you know, I'm going to exercise every week. We'll just use weight loss because it's so popular in January anyway. You know, weekly I'm going to exercise and, you know, do some dietary changes and treat myself better and so forth. And then I think if you set the little goals and you achieve these little milestones, it first of all builds up your confidence towards the bigger ones. And then I think it unfolds, and then you're like, well, oh my gosh, I'm there. I'm doing what the big goal is. I mean, it's just kind of, you know, through the process, you take each step. It's just like, you know, walking to the store or whatever. Eventually you get to the store. So there's your big goal right there. You're like, whoa, I'm right out in front of it. It's right here. It's right in front of me. You know, so that's
how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? It's just taking little baby steps, little bites of everything to help facilitate the change. And it's sometimes it's hard to change. Sometimes we get in our own way. Sometimes we've got chaos that we're going through. But there is help out there. And Awaken to Empowerment Radio is your source, and I would just encourage everyone to go ahead and start taking a look at some of our archived shows. Entrepreneurship is really a key to freedom, but that's also scary, and it's not easy. But once you get going with it, and we offer a ton of tips here on entrepreneurship, even online entrepreneurship. And I love chicken entrepreneurship, where you could actually work for a paycheck, but then start your own business. You've done that a lot, haven't you, Nina?
Yeah, but I got to put you on hold for a second, so continue on with your thought.
So, yes, when you go ahead and you have chicken entrepreneurship, you go ahead and you work a job, work something that brings income in on a regular basis, but then you could go ahead and start something. Even if it's something small, like working at a flea market or working at a, you know, selling online on eBay, just do something. If entrepreneurship is your passion and you feel that that's your purpose, just start somewhere. It's so important. And it sets you free. It really does. You know, we were talking a little bit about suffering, and there's something here called the 100-day challenge. And I'd like to challenge everyone for the next 100 days, wake up in the morning with gratitude, wake up in the morning with purpose, and live your best day. And also, you're going to have some suffering. So here's some quotes. The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it. And no pain, no gain, no guts, no glory, right? We've heard that stuff. You know, you may be ready and able, but are you willing to be paid the price for it? You got to earn your success. And sometimes it's doing what you don't want to do. It's being in places you don't want to, you know, being places you don't want to be. But you know what? Your body can stand almost anything. It's your mind that you have to convince, because thoughts are things. And we become what we think about most of the time. And we can be, do, have whatever our heart desires, as long as we realize that either we suffer the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. There is going to be, but the pain of discipline is victorious. We've talked about discipline, okay? Just let yourself go, okay? You know, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. Okay, you've got to be determined. You have to be determined. And, yes, you have to create the right habits, and you have to do the right commitment. And commitment is so important. So, you know, don't be afraid of how much suffering you're going to do. Just go forward without fear and being disciplined and focus on the goal. Keep your eyes on the prize. I think Nancy's back with us now. Are you back, Nance?
Yep, I am back.
You know, I think people sometimes, they don't like to, we as humans, we don't like to suffer discipline. I think most people are willing to suffer regret because it's an easier way. Either way, there's going to be some price to pay, correct?
Absolutely.
And that goes with entrepreneurship. It goes with getting out of bad relationships or creating a good relationship. You know, sometimes it's just easier to be an asshole and have no filter with someone and not be conscious of the other person and just go off and say, but if you had discipline and self-discipline and think before you say things and remember that your words have containers of power, maybe your relationships could be better. You know, sometimes we have to take a look inside of ourselves. It may not always be the other people are the jerks either. And it also goes with
True.
Weight loss, discipline and weight loss. You know, you can't be eating donuts, bagels, cookies, and garbage all the time and expect to be fit. You know, you can't sit and just binge watch television all the time and expect to be healthy. So I think really there's a price of discipline. And there's a kind of a suffering and a, you know, you got to be disciplined and it's challenging. But I think the prize is so much sweeter when you're disciplined. You know,
absolutely.
And I think, you know, as a society, I think we've lost some of our discipline. You know, I think we've, you know, oh, my feelings are hurt. Oh, okay, you know, really? It's your feelings that are hurt. You didn't lose a limb. You know, yes, I know our feelings are important, but do you think we live too much by feelings now? Now, there's intrinsic feelings. I get that. But do you think sometimes we're too easily, as a society, too easily led by just our feelings?
Yeah, pretty much. I think a lot of people these days are feeding on negative feelings like hatred. I mean, I see, and maybe I'm just more aware of it, but I see so much more people spreading hatred. You know, I hate to say it's mostly revolved around our president and all that, what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff blowing up right now. But just the amount of, yeah, the amount of energy spent on hatred from people that I know operate in every other aspect of their life at a much higher level, it's amazing how much hatred they're willing to perpetrate, even though the rest of their lives they're living, you know, a really, you know, purposeful, meaningful life. It's like, well, then
okay,
why are
you know
spending
what?
All your energy on this hatred?
You know what? I actually thought about this before we went on air that I'd really love to discuss. It's so funny that you went here because I find, I mean, you know, there's the, you know, the liberal progressives that claim to be so enlightened and do understand the law of attraction. I mean, you know, let's be real. There's people that just, oh, that new age stuff is bad, you know, and they purport and they claim and they sometimes live like they're more open-minded. And, I mean, we know better that thoughts are things, that what we put out there comes back to us. So I am very confused as why some people are so negative, so hateful against this president who, quite frankly, is not perfect. I get it. But, you know, there's a lot. I mean, why don't they even take a look at the good that has been done? I mean, you know, not for anything, but there's been some things for our national security, you know, and I don't want to focus on terrorism, but clearly there are people out there that have animus and despise us because of our liberties and freedom, and that we actually could do what we're doing right now, have a freedom of speech and disagree with something, you know, especially as women, you know what I'm saying? I mean, do you look at that? I can't stand hearing women say, oh, he's a misogynist. Why? I don't think he's a misogynist. Why? What is up with that? You know, just because you heard it on a YouTube video? I mean, why do you think all this has taken over?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, just like, you know, you said, what you focus on, you get more of. So a lot of these people have focused and choose to believe what they're being fed from all kinds of sources. I would say the biggest offender is probably Facebook and YouTube and all that, because, you know, we do have the freedom to go on there and say whatever we want or propose it in a way that we want. But there's a whole entity that's trying to do like a brainwashing kind of situation. And
I think
it's just amazing.
Media.
Well, that definitely. I mean, I've stopped watching news a long time ago because it's just ridiculous already. But it's interesting that, you know, they'll hear that part of it or they'll hear that part of the story. But when there's a discussion going on, I'm not part of the discussion. I don't have enough ammunition. But when I've listened to people have the discussion and say, okay, I'm open to hearing what you're saying about that subject, but where's some concrete evidence? Or, you know, it can't just be people paid to go and rant and rave about a certain situation. You know, if you follow the money and you follow the situation, it's like, okay. And there's so much of that going on. Like I said, maybe it's been going on forever and I'm just aware of it finally. But there's so much of this.
I think it really hurts us.
Propaganda.
And I think the whole policy, Democrat, Republican opposition hurts us. I mean, this country is a great country because we are big purport, we only have a few more minutes left here. We're going to end the show, but we love freedom. But with freedom comes responsibility. And we have to stop blaming and projecting out to others that it's others' fault. And if someone is sitting there on one hand saying, oh, you know, he's hateful, he's divisive, and that's all they do is tear him apart and make fun of him, call him orange, which really, I mean, come on, now that's personally stupid, or they call his wife a hooker and a whore. How is that being proactive and being the change that you want, peace, love, and all that other stuff? Help me with that. It's hypocritical. Well,
non-substantiated, that's the whole point.
Well,
I mean,
it's an opinion is what it is.
It's just an opinion, right? And you know how opinions are. Everybody's got one. But if you pin somebody to the, you know, to the curb and say, well, where's your evidence that of why you're choosing to believe this? Or are you just repeating it without even understanding what you're repeating? And that, but a lot of people are like that, and a lot of people want to be told what to say in response to things. They want to be told how to live and how to think, and they just want to be the sheeple, because it's pretty easy to be a sheeple. I was a sheeple for a long time. So I know it's easier to just bury your head away from all of it and not pay attention to any of it and just go about your life. But at some point, you know, it just hits you like a ton of bricks, like, wait a minute. Here is concrete evidence. I think the example I was using today was, you know, if you're linked to over 60 deaths of human beings, then don't you have some responsibility towards those deaths? Doesn't mean that you personally made those people die, but, I mean, that's evidence. These people died in mysterious ways. They're linked to your organization. Well, connect the dots. You know? I mean,
what are you talking about? We only have like 3 minutes, so what are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, just all the people that died from the Clintons, you know, that were related to the Clintons.
We're talking politics. We could go so deep. We could do such a deep dive on that. Let's not do that today. Let's focus being the change. Five tips for being the change. First of all, I like your thing is, you know, letting it go. You can't control anything but your mind, your thought, and your attitude. What would you say number two would be? I'll plug in. I would say focus on being your best. You be the change you wish to see.
Yep.
You want the hungry fed? Go feed the hungry. You feel that there's injustice in anything, well, go start something. Go change something. You know, no one, especially in the United States of America. Girl, we only have like 60 seconds left. Nancy, I want to thank you for joining us today on Awaken to Empowerment Radio.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Happy 2018. Remember, thoughts are things. You have whatever you want. You can't create your ideal life. And we become what we think about most of the time. So think excellent and go do excellent things and go do something good for somebody else today. This is Carol Ann Parisi and Nancy G with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Thank you for joining us. You will catch us back here next time, right, Nance?
You betcha.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Nancy. Happy New Year. I'll catch you on the other side.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Keep your mind, baby.